from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. As schools around the state grapple with the issue of cell phones in the classroom, a South Jersey district has become the latest to prohibit their use while in class.
The Cherry Hill School District will ban the use of wireless devices in the classroom during school hours in the upcoming academic year. Students may keep their devices with them in a backpack or locker, but they have to be silenced. Cell phones will be allowed during lunch, recess, between classes, and while on school buses. They may also be used at the discretion of the school principal during co-curricular activities. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A 3-year-old boy shot himself in Newark last night. Police got the call just before 6, found the injured boy and two other kids inside the home. The gun was recovered. They haven't said if any adults were home at the time or how the boy got a hold of the gun. Child was listed in critical condition at an area hospital. New Jersey's business community not happy with the Murphy administration and the planned New Jersey Transit fare holiday. New Jersey Business and Industry Association President Michelle Sikirka says businesses are frustrated after the recent corporate transit fee, a big tax imposed on New Jersey businesses.
Just a month and a half ago, we were saddled with a corporate transit fee to the tune of $1 billion in order to help the budget woes for New Jersey Transit.
New Jersey Transit says the fare holiday will cost the agency about $19 million. In Stafford Township, residents are demanding police write more tickets. A petition with hundreds of signatures delivered to the police chief citing the growing dangers of people speeding and driving recklessly through neighborhoods. The chief has already stepped up patrols and says if you are speeding, expect to get a ticket. On social media, the response has generally been positive, though some say it's a bit of overkill. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Rain returns to the forecast this weekend, but for today, dry, calm, and very warm. Great sunshine this morning, and then clouds will gently increase through the afternoon. High temperatures today, 85 to 90 degrees. Cooler at the shore, closer to 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. We could see our initial raindrops come into play by daybreak tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, spotty showers possible at any time. Occasional raindrops. Best chance early and late. Cloudy, breezy, humid tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. New Jersey weather made possible by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvement. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Fencing, decking, roofing, and more. Surround yourself with the best. Visit buycarls.com. That's BYCARLS.com.
Clark 69, Middletown 70, Atlantic City 70. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.